From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Dow's hit the 13,000 mark for the first time since May of 2008, a psychological milestone in a market that's been trying to regain its foothold since the financial crisis. One big factor behind the rally is Greece. It has finally secured a second multi-billion dollar bailout from other European nations and the International Monetary Fund. But as Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens, the deal means more economically painful years for average Greeks.
The money comes in exchange for tough new austerity measures, including pension cuts and a reduction to the minimum wage. European Union leaders will also monitor Greek spending more closely. The deal also paves the way for a bond swap that would drastically reduce Greek debt. Private creditors are being asked to forgive about $142 billion in devalued Greek government bonds they hold. The deals give the country a reprieve for now. But Greeks still face an ailing economy, which austerity measures have dragged into a fifth year of recession. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis. In Athens.
During a White House event today, Mr. Obama said the U.S. economy may be getting better, but the work is far from over.
We still have some struggles out there. You know, we're coming out of the worst economic crisis in our lifetimes. We've got a long way to go before every single person who's looking for a job can find a job. But where we stand now looks a lot different than where we stood a few years ago.
However, congressional Republicans argue that President Obama has made government bigger and thereby slowed down the economy's recovery, including job creation. The Red Cross is appealing to all sides in the Syrian crisis to cease fire for 2 hours so that humanitarian teams can deliver emergency supplies to the wounded each day. However, so far, Syrian troops are not backing off. Members of the opposition reporting heavy shelling in the city of Homs. However, this audio from amateur video could not be independently verified. President Obama will deliver remarks at the groundbreaking for the National Museum of African American History and Culture tomorrow. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us the museum is meant to be a place of reflection and hope.
Work is already underway at the site of the new museum, which will sit on 5 acres between the Washington Monument and the National Museum of American History. The museum's been collecting items since 2005, including Chuck Berry's Cadillac, a shawl and hymn book that belonged to Harriet Tubman, and a World War II biplane that was used by the Tuskegee Airmen. The man who restored it, Air Force Captain Matt Quay, decided to give it to the museum to help people learn about the airmen.
They're such a shining example of putting the service of their country before themselves.
The museum is set to open in 2015. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Dow up 39 at 12,988. This is NPR. Pakistan's interior minister is asking Interpol to help Pakistan arrest former President Pervez Musharraf for allegedly failing to prevent the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto in December 2007. Bhutto was gunned down shortly after returning to Pakistan to campaign in elections that Musharraf was politically forced to hold. Yemenis are hailing today's election as a breakthrough for the country's struggle to restore stability, but the winner was hardly a surprise because there was only one candidate. Abed Rabah Mansour Hadi, the former vice president, he was chosen to succeed Ali Abdullah Saleh, who had ruled Yemen for 33 years. Saleh is now in the U.S. for medical treatment following June's attack on his palace that left him badly burned. Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral will get new bells to celebrate its 850th anniversary next year. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that the old bells were removed from one of the cathedral's towers last night.
Four of Notre Dame's 5 giant bells were lifted from the cathedral's belfry to make way for their replacements. The bells each have names and weigh between 1,700 pounds and 2 tons. They were installed in Notre Dame's North Tower in 1856 after the church was renovated. Nearly all of Notre Dame's original bells were melted down during the French Revolution to make cannons. One original bell, known as Emmanuel, remains in the South Tower. It weighs 26,000 pounds and is said to hit a perfect fa note. Experts say the 19th century bells tolled off key. Their replacements will ring in harmony with Emmanuel, thus restoring Notre Dame to its original sound. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
This is NPR.